Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat,
where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
So I've been saying for a while, I'm going to get back on the dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My leg is healed. I mean, you know, sometimes I have a little limp after a long day, but I'm no longer in a boot, no longer with a broken leg. So I said, I've been saying, and I've been putting it off and putting it off. I jumped back on.
Okay.
I did it. I got on Hinge. And I immediately regretted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to play you something.
Okay. play me something.
Words of affirmation and physical touch. Everything to being in the world with just me and you. Touching, holding, kissing, making sweet love all night long to the break of dawn. Being each other's best friend. Exploring and fulfilling each other's deepest desires. Yes, my love language is you, unconditionally. And I want it with the one who wants it with me. Do you feel me? Are you ready? Let's go.
Is that a prompt? Or is it a message you got sent?
It's a prompt.
Oh, my God.
My love language is and that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You, he doesn't know who you are.
Mm-mm. He liked me. That was his love language. Dating me is like a breath of fresh air and being with a real man. No, I am a comedian. So what? If you don't like stomach cramps from laughing, stay away. I laugh out loud at myself and think I'm absolutely hilarious. His job? He's a dance and fitness instructor at choreography/law enforcement.
Okay.
Slash law enforcement.
So he's a lot of things going on.
His name on here?
Yeah.
Mr. Wright. Oh, but he did tell me his name. Hi, I'm blank. I would love to know you for the gorgeous woman you are as a person and really just be the reason you smile every day. By the way, I think your smile is just as beautiful as you are. P.S. I'm so nervous.
Okay.
That I opened up Hinge and that's immediately what I saw.
Okay.
Which brings me to I have found new X.
Okay.
Within being on Hinge less than 48 hours, I have a full list of X now.
Yeah.
That I never had before.
Yeah.
That man, that voice prompt. Disgusting. This is specific for women because I don't think I've ever seen a man do it.
Yeah.
Kissy faces.
Mm.
All your photos are you doing the kissy face?
Yeah.
Men
complain about that.
Yeah, it's
like a duck face.
Yeah, duck face in every photo.
That is, you're not showing your, that's not what?
Yeah, every photo. And I'm also confused because, like, you know, some of these girls who do all duck faces are bisexual, so they're looking for both men and women.
Okay.
I find it even more offensive if they're just looking for women. But I'm just so confused. It's such a like an ick, a immediate turn off. Oh, guys pointing in photos, like they're pointing to something, like say they're at a game and they're like pointing to the game happening behind them. Or, and it's really worse, when the photo right below is them doing hang ten.
Is that I just yawned because I don't know if that was me reacting to the ick.
It's gross.
I don't even have words. Here's the thing. Who does hang ten anymore?
I saw two white men doing it.
I don't understand. It's a thing.
It wasn't there.
I feel like I see a lot of double peace signs, but low. That's like a, you know, like a, and then like a grimace face. That I see a lot. And I see the pointing. I know what you're talking about. Sort of like a, like,
it's like, look what's behind me.
Look where I am. Here's me with my fish. You know, like that kind of vibe.
Honestly, I saw one fish picture. Fish picture didn't give me the ick.
You know, I think now it's almost a funny, ironic thing. And sometimes I think I like them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, but maybe it's just, are you, do you think it's a Midwest that we're like, okay.
I was like, oop, you got skills. You have a skill.
And you have a passion.
You have a hobby.
You have a hobby. If it's not every photo of you and a fish, all right.
Yeah.
At least it's not you with like a dead deer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a no.
Right.
Or like you're in Africa, like next to a cheetah, like game. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, something
There's
illegal.
One guy that I've seen every single time on my apps. This one guy. And I'm like, it's time. It's been 8 years, sir. Time to change that picture.
Yeah. Or when people go to Thailand and they take pictures of like tigers.
Yeah.
That's like, again, that's illegal. Like, even there, you're not, it's like not okay. I don't know.
No, thank you.
Oy vey.
Dressing in costume, and I don't mean Halloween costume, because I liked a man who, he was dressed as the bear. Like half the Halloween party dressed up as the bear. That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, like Renaissance Festival costumes or cosplay costumes, or, you know, you're furry.
I understand that that's an ick for you, but do you think that if it wasn't an ick for someone that they would appreciate that? I'm just putting it out there.
Yes.
I'm not,
yes.
I'm saying I agree with you. For me, that would not turn me on. I don't, but I some people really love Ren Faire.
Yeah. I think if you're into it, I think that's cool.
Do you think they'd be like, ooh, I want to jump this man's bones at the Ren Faire?
Maybe. I saw a man with 3 photos of costumes.
The one thing I would say to this man would be, you're isolating yourself. But here's the thing. If Ren Faires are really important to you, and this is something you do a lot,
yeah,
include it.
Like, I'm never going to go to the Ren Faire.
No. Nothing about it appeals to me.
I
really like when my boobs are high and tight, you know.
Yeah, that's not even that. It's like when I used to work in radio, the Ren Faire would come to town and we'd always have people on air to talk about it. They have like rats in their hair, and they have they colored their teeth dark to make them look rotted. And I'm just gonna gag thinking about like the costuming and like I don't know.
My only exposure really was, did you watch the documentary about the mermaids?
No.
Okay, you should, because it's fascinating. It's like the people that play mermaids.
Wait,
you know?
Right outside of Tampa in Florida.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, but
I've been
there. They're obviously all over the country. There's some in Florida. In this hotel I went to, actually, when I went to that festival that I hated on the beach. That hotel has like apparently a very famous mermaid brunch. Anyway, they're all over the country. They're all over the world, these like mermaid people. But it's like a whole, I can't even explain to you. You guys have to watch the documentary. It's fascinating. Where was I going with this? Oh, my exposure to this Ren Faire stuff was mostly because at the Ren Faire, I guess they have mermaid tanks.
Do they?
Yeah, and like one is like this traveling one, and they're like an elite squad you want to get into.
Okay.
And I know that I'm going way off. I'm sorry, but like there was this part in the documentary where there's like a code blue, like literally I think that's what they call it, but when they get hyperthermia from being in there too long.
Oh.
And like this girl was gonna go, like they like had to literally run. Because they have this big one in Vegas, I think, like a huge tank, and they swim with real, like, fish.
Real mermaids.
Real mermaids swim with real fish. And this girl almost died on camera, Nikki.
Oh. Well, in Tampa at the aquarium, they do have mermaids sometimes for private events and swim with the fishies in the aquarium.
With the real fish? I would never be able to. I'd be like, oh, my God.
Well, when they're in Crystal Springs or whatever they are, where the mermaid show is outside of Tampa. I can't remember
what it's called.
The big one.
That was famous in the 60s.
Yes, there's fishies there. There's fishies there.
It looked creepy.
Yeah. You know?
Okay, you have to watch it. I think you would. All right. Put that on your list for tonight.
Okay, I'll put that on my list.
I think it's on Netflix.
Okay. I got HBO too. We'll look.
It's on either. I only say it HBO because HBO does the best documentaries.
Mm, yeah, you do love a doc.
I love a doc, usually about murder, but this mermaid one, top notch. Okay, pivoting.
Wait. putting a pin. You said murder. I have been having the worst nightmares.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to blame that I've been wearing Jeffrey Dahmer glasses because I lost my glasses.
Okay.
Like the last three nights I've had nightmares. I was like a murderer in one of them. I was a man and I was a murderer.
You were murdering people?
And I was a pedophile.
Wait. So were you not in your own body?
Yeah, I wasn't in my body. I was a man.
So you just had a POV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that was you. I would say it's you had the POV of that. Does that make you feel a little bit better? Because I don't
think... Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah. It was a bad dream. It was a bad nightmare.
I think that if it wasn't you...
Okay.
That you were just in someone else's, body.
Yeah.
That's a POV dream.
I don't know what's going on with my brain.
Well... I think we're all on overload.
It wasn't okay.
Yeah.
Three nightmares in a row.
Yeah, I've been having some weird.
It's not okay. And I would like to, I was like, is it because I had sugar before bed? Mm. I don't know. Is it the Jeffrey Dahmer glasses? I'm on a mission after we finish. I'm going to go find my normal glasses.
Okay.
Because.
You really think that seeing yourself in these glasses.
Maybe. It was not okay. So, did you watch the Anna Kendrick Netflix movie before we keep going? Speaking of murderers, serial killers. The one on Netflix about the dating show, The Dating Game.
Oh, yes.
You watched it? So yes. I listened to her interview on Call Her Daddy, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And she's like, if you can get through the first 10 minutes... You can watch it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it was fabulously done. Really, really poignant storytelling and an interesting way of telling the story. So, you didn't watch it?
No, I haven't. So, okay. I wanted to know because...
Yeah, I don't want to ruin anything. It's really, really good. You can handle it.
I can handle it.
Yeah. Okay. It's just... I think what she's saying the first, so it's about a serial killer. Mm-hmm. So obviously you're going to see murder
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty graphic. So I think that's probably what she's saying.
Okay.
But I think the interesting thing about it is that it's told through the eyes of this woman who survived, mm-hmm. went on a date with a serial killer basically. And, I just think it's interesting because they're telling her story simultaneously as telling his story. And I think it's interesting to see all the microaggressions you're seeing against her through these other women are obviously getting their lives taken and really bad things are happening to them. Mm-hmm. But then this girl, she escaped and she didn't, but ever she went on a date and that's scary. And I think maybe people are probably well, nothing really that bad happened to you. But it's all these little microaggressions are happening to her enough that it's you've beaten me down now to a point where. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was really, really interesting from that perspective. Very well done.
Maybe not.
I hope
it
gets nominated for something.
Not a nighttime movie. So I don't want to have, nightmares about that.
I would put it between. Two things.
Like a Hallmark movie after?
Yeah, or like Abbott Elementary, know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little Laffy Poo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
But I do think it's an interesting perspective of this is why dating is so hard. Mm-hmm. Watching stuff like that, it's I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I get it. I was talking with somebody about that, today about how it's all so scary and you don't know what's happening and mm-hmm. you want to think the best of people, but
I know I know.
Yeah.
I hate too that like politics plays such a big part of it. And not like what someone like thinks, but like what's happening in the world, I think directly it reflects on, you know, how bold people feel. Yeah. And like that makes you more scared to go into situations, I think, is, you know, like what I'm trying to say. Like, it just feels like scarier that everything's so heightened. And I don't think that will stop anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, do I even want to take the risk of going on a date? Yeah. And I know like I still have this privilege of living in a blue state, but like it's, does that matter?
I wouldn't want to put in my profile like something important I need to know about you is what podcasters do you listen to?
Oh, that's a good one, actually. That's a good one.
That might be smart.
Yeah, like some of these they're so aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like, and aggressively.
The tweets were bad.
So bad. And it's just like, if you're listening to that and absorbing it, mm-hmm. then yeah, I'm not saying that there's no blame to be put on the people who are absorbing it and taking it in and then like running with it, but like those people who are pushing those messages, like gross.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Makes me sick.
I know.
Back on a lighter note, I have more X. Do you want the rest of my, I have more X. Okay. When people purposefully show their feet in their photos.
Okay.
And I don't just mean like, you know, they happen to be standing barefoot and it's a full body photo. No, I'm like saying like they're holding a teacup up with their toes.
Okay. That's a new one.
Yeah. That.
No. How many times have you seen that?
Just one. Just one. But that is 100%. Because here's the thing. This person was cute. Like their
was
first
further down in the
It was four down.
Okay.
No, I wish I would have seen it like the first or second. I wouldn't have spent my time, you know.
Yeah,
but I couldn't go back from that, like, because it felt serious too. It didn't feel like a weird like joke. It like looked like they were showing their impressive skills. If that makes any sense.
It does.
Another thing, when they have selfie booth photos, like, and I'm not just talking about like a photo, like a cool photo booth, like, because I definitely have photo booth strips of like even just me or me and my friends. I'm talking like wedding, like think wedding photo booth with all the.
I see. I thought you meant like photo booth, like Apple photo booth or something.
No, like the wedding ones where you have all the different props.
Yeah.
When you have photos like that by yourself.
Okay.
As your, and it's not like you cropped people out. Like you are very, very much the only person and you sat there and dressed up a bunch. Sounds like I don't like fun, but you can have fun.
It's a possibility.
You can have fun in different ways.
You can only have fun in the ways that Nikki approves.
Oh, this is the last one I actually have written down. I'm sure I could think of more. Having fat phobic memes in your profile.
Oh my God. What?
This guy seems totally normal.
Okay.
Like going through last photo. The prompt, you know how you can put prompts on like the photos and it's like what it looks like when we're in a relationship. And it was this dude at some kind of football game, but he was fat, like, and bearded. And like, he was like, basically that he's going to get fat once he's in a relationship. But he like thought that was funny to put.
Okay.
Hold on. I can show it to you.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Okay.
Dating me will look like, and then he put in like the description, just to be clear, this isn't me.
Okay. So that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So those are my current icks.
Lovely.
Makes me not want to be on there.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I did. Okay. This girl liked me. I need advice. Okay. This girl liked me. Cute. So she liked a photo of me, like a bathroom selfie, almost like, you know, that I have like down. Her first photo is a bathroom selfie.
Okay.
So I said, we both love a good bathroom mirror selfie. That's a good start. Yeah. Is that a good like opening
line?
That's
cute. Yeah.
Okay. Cause I would never say that to a guy, you know, obviously, but
yeah, but it's different.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if she ever.
Okay.
Responds.
Oh, we have. I thought there was
it's
more
been two
advice.
Days. And but she hasn't I was responded. Just like worried.
Okay.
You know.
No, that's cute. That's a good start. Yeah, that's flirty, but like flirty. Connecting on a fun thing that women love, especially if you both have it in your profile.
But I was like, is that friend vibes or is that?
No,
you
said that's a good start.
Yeah, that's a good start. Yeah.
That sounds flirty. Not okay. Like.
Okay.
Not like, I was that's like, the start of a good friendship.
Because I haven't flirted with anybody in a while, you know, yeah. And like I was like, oh, you know,
yeah,
it's a little worried. I've since see guys are easier to flirt with, you know, but I haven't don't have any matches.
I don't find that to be the case, but you know,
at least like as the opening line, you know, like I'm not second guessing it, you know, if they have something interesting in their prompt, I can respond and you know.
Yeah, but I think, well, I guess that's usually that they don't really usually have anything interesting in their prompts.
I'd love to tell you some of the things I said, but nobody's matched with me back, so.
Okay.
I can't.
I'm still on Facebook dating and swiping on a bunch of people, but then not responding to them, which makes me feel like an asshole.
Yeah. Just makes you not know that you're not interested.
Yeah, I'm not. I just don't. And also, I really hate. I get like why it's so hard to like do the online dating in general, because it's like you just said you don't like, you know, four things. And I'm about to say things I don't like. And it's like hard because I do feel bad for people, because it's like that could work for someone and not for someone else. And that's why it can feel really like hard to do this, because you're like, well, I'm saying and I'm being myself and all this stuff, and it's like you could just hit the person like on a bad day, or you can hit them with like something that gives them the ick or like whatever, and it makes me feel guilty because I always feel guilty about everything. But like when they start with the hey gorgeous,
don't
really creeps me out.
I don't like that either. I don't like it either. Why are we like immediately jumping with that? Let's not lead with that.
This one guy wrote like, hey gorgeous, you're a whole buffet, and that really bothered me because I was like, a whole buffet? I don't know. I know that's a saying
instead of you're a snack.
Yeah, but
you're
I'm like
a whole buffet.
Yeah, but then I'm like, is this because I'm fat? Like you're fat too, and like we're fat, and like you're saying like I'm a buffet because I'm.
And do you love
more,
a buffet? Is that why you're
right? Right. But it's also hard because like earlier in the day, someone commented like maybe lay off the buffet on the page, you know. So I'm like, now I'm like thinking buffets are bad,
and you're like, actually, I don't even like a buffet.
Yeah, that anytime someone mentions a buffet to me, I'm like, I actually really don't like. I really like a plated meal.
Yeah. I don't want other people touching my food.
I really love a plated meal, okay? And buffets are not for me.
If they're for you, that's cool.
Yeah, I love that for you. But actually, if you like them, I don't think we should date.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go with you.
Yeah.
The food is always half cold.
I know.
It's just not for me. I want a warm meal that you just placed in front of me. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm paying for. Not to go back three times. I'll order two more plates. And I won't, because one's fine. One plate is fine. Maybe a little appy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
I mean, I understand it. I get it. I get it. Something that I'm tired of is men begging me to marry them.
Oh, yes.
Please let me marry you. Do you know
just
me, sir?
Just do it, Nikki. Let them marry you.
Or, please let me send you money. Sure, send me money.
Well, that, yes.
Send me money.
What's your Venmo?
Yeah.
What's my Venmo?
I'll request them. Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm like,
just do it.
Yeah. Just let me be.
Ugh. I know. I had two. I feel like these guys get in there sneaky. Okay. There's because I will respond to you if you ask a real question.
Yeah. See, you're lucky. They ask real questions. They don't ask me questions.
I know. They're just gross to you. But I feel like get in there all sneaky. Like, this guy just was like, oh, I'm coming to Chicago. Like, do you have any dive bar recommendations?
Oh,
and I was like, oh, yeah, I have a whole highlight on my page, blah, blah, blah. And then proceeded to, like, try to have a whole more. I was like, oh, this is kind of, like, I think we're done now. You know, like, I just told you where to find it.
Yeah.
He asked me, like, one question about another place. And I was like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked me if there are any BBW bars in Chicago, and I was like, is that a thing? So he said in LA it is, and I was like, no. Okay, I've never heard of that before. And he was like, oh, okay, well, it's like a, I was like, okay, I don't know, we don't have them here.
Yeah.
Also, like, we're in the Midwest, like, most people are fat, like, you're good. Like, go to a dive bar, I'm sure you'll find a fatty, all right, you're good. And you'll have someone who wants to make you a hot dish, someone who make you a casserole. I love a tater tot. Most of us like ranch dressing. You're gonna find someone your type. Yeah. Then I was just sort of like, oh, that's a thing. You know, I wasn't like annoyed or whatever. But then he was like asking more and more questions. I'm like, well, are we on a date? Like, what is happening here? This isn't like normal. This isn't like what normally happens here. You're just now you're asking me questions about candy. Like, it was just weird.
He wanted to talk to you about food and get off on that. Like,
yeah, I guess I have no idea.
Were we talking like nerds clusters?
Yeah, or? Because I think you saw my story about the nerds clusters, which was the greatest day of my life.
You're supposed to share bags. You're supposed to share with me.
I know, but we'll see if there's any left. You know how I gobble those up. I've already eaten one bag.
I messaged her. She's like, well, see if Alex will share with you. I was like, oh, cool. Thanks. Okay. She's like, oh, send me the clip from the podcast. I was like, not happening. Not happening.
They're delicious, but I will say that most of them taste the same.
It's fine. I have two bags at home.
I tried the Halloween ones, and they don't taste.
I want to eat those.
Any different though? I just I was like, do you want to try? I like the berry blast punch. Yeah,
I have that. I have that one.
It was delish.
Are those the red, white, and blue ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt a little.
I like them,
but they're good.
Oh, you
they're
don't good. Like them.
No, I didn't want to eat them because of the color. Oh,
well, we can still love America and want to change it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to love your country right now. I get it.
I bought them, like, the day after the election, so. Oh,
well, yeah. A little too soon.
It was a little hard.
Yeah. I feel that.
So. Oh, yeah. No. I mean, yeah, that's weird, though. Like, it's like. The whole, like, why do you,
they I had another interview. Guy do it too and was like, said something like he liked my Nashville recommendations or something, and then asked for another recommendation. And see, this is how they get in. They slide right in there, a little slimmery
they
slidey.
Seem normal.
Yeah. And like, just being nice. And I'm like, I thought this guy had a wife too. So I was like, oh, just like giving you guys some recos.
Yeah,
he did not. I think he just has kids in his photo. Anyway, that one went real south real quick.
Oh,
because
no.
Yeah, well, he said he liked my outfit in the video, and I was like, that's weird.
Are you gay, sir?
Oh, well, I was like, okay, thank you. Like, you're basically like, I like your outfit. You looked pretty. I was like, okay, oh, well, this went in a different direction. Now, that's not horrible, right? So I was like, okay, thank you. But, you know, like, I'm going to move on. Because, again, this isn't a dating site.
That's when I just heart it and move on, you know?
I said anything. Thanks and bye. And then he asked me how much I weighed. and told me how much he weighed. And I was like, are you okay with dating someone smaller than you? Yeah. And I was like, I'm not letting this go. Like, I was like, well, why would you think that's appropriate to ask me? You just made it seem very much like you're only into my body and not my personality. And that to me is a red flag. So, and he was like, oh, no, not at all. I really like your personality. I was like, well, actually, you don't know me, so you have no idea. You just found me from a video and friended me. So I don't, you haven't even like looked at my page. You have no idea what I'm about. And you haven't met me. Anyway, so.
Did you block him? Did he respond to that? What happened?
Yeah, he responded to that and he was like, oh, I'm sorry I offended you. Will you accept my apology? And then I just ignored him.
I would like you to know that Ted is very upset with what just happened based off of my reaction. He's worried because he should be. He should be worried. Send me his profile. Let me add him.
I had that Nashville reel of mine went viral.
Yeah.
And it's hit the
wrong side.
I would say wrong. Well, yes, this morning it hit the wrong side, so I turned off the comment section. I mean, like, you, of course you always get like
the one or two.
Mm-hmm. But I think like you realize when like something's maybe been put on a website, or maybe like they're sending their friends, because it's all like really close.
Yep. It's all the same shit, different words.
Yeah.
Or they figured out what words are blocked and they're going to be real crafty. Yeah.
Or they're just responding to each other, you know, like, you know, my favorite thing. I do like when I only get like one or two, sometimes I'll like respond. And I had this guy who had his like name in his profile and where he was from. And so I found him on Facebook because he had a picture of him and his wife, and he's like an older gentleman, like in his 60s probably. And I just always find it so deplorable, like, that you, what is your wife thinking? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what kind of person you're commenting. Like, I don't care if you're fat, you're small, you're whatever, right? If my husband was on the internet commenting on any woman's body, I would be disgusted. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you're saying about it. Even if it's positive, I don't want you commenting on other women's bodies. It's weird and we don't want it. None of us want it. Okay. Mm-mm. All right. So I found him, and so I responded back to him, and I was so tempted to like, because I found his wife, to message her. But I was it's not worth it. Just don't. But I also, he has three daughters.
Of course he does.
So I responded to him and I just said, like, what would your wife think if she knew you were like trolling women's accounts to just like comment on their bodies? I think she'd find that very weird. And also, I don't understand, like, would you want people doing this to your daughters? And it got like 500 likes. And that's like my favorite thing, because then I'm like, Keith has to see that every day when he logs in.
Yeah. It's great when it goes that way, but sometimes it goes the other way.
I know. Well, that's the reason I was keeping it up, the comments on, because I wanted Keith to see those every day, because I want him to see the consequence of his actions. And especially to think about it in terms of like your daughters, because it really is fucked up.
Yeah. I had one guy, when I said it, he goes, well, I hope she never turns out like you.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to make sure. That. No, it's like, it's happened multiple times. I'm like, cool. I don't even, like, I've went back at this one lady recently. She sent three different remarks about me being fat on a video. I was like, oh, I can't imagine being that bored.
Yeah. Or that offended. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. I really don't. If I don't like something, the only times I've ever, I've like commented on things maybe three times, you mm-hmm. know, like that I've found like annoying or weird or whatever. Usually it's like, oh, you don't know who the Golden Girls are, you know, like yeah. silly things like that. And like, maybe that annoys people. I don't know. Yeah. But I just can't imagine. I would rather like, I'll just like tell you about it instead.
Yeah. That's what I do is I like tell my friends about it.
Yeah. I would like send it to someone and be like, oh, and usually it's nothing negative either. Like it's even if it's positive, I'm not like commenting. I'd be like if it's someone I know, then yes, I'm going to positively mm-hmm. comment. Or like I know we know each other. We're mutuals on here and we talk and mm-hmm. stuff. But like, yeah, I'm not. I would send it to you and I'd be like, oh, look at that cranberry tart. You know,
love a tart.
That guy doesn't know how to pronounce Mississippi. You know, like,
yeah,
that's like
the fucking idiot. How do you not know how to pronounce that state? How dumb are you?
Yeah, or send it to someone and be like, that girl doesn't fit in those jeans. You're like, weird, how are they buttoned?
Yeah, why are you wearing that? Mm-hmm. They're not flattering.
Yeah, mine, this guy this morning was like, those clothes are ill-fitting. And I was like, well, actually, they are my size. You just don't like how they fit on me.
Yeah, yeah. You don't like how I look, and that's okay.
Yeah, and that's fine. But why do you need to comment it?
Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Or tell a friend.
Or tell a friend. Honestly, but then that friend's going to come and comment. So don't tell a friend. Just keep it to yourself.
If you're normal, tell a friend.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, to go back to it, I think like these people, like those guys, like, well, one of them I think was, I don't think he was like doing it in a malicious way, like asking about
The BBW bar.
Yeah, I don't think he was doing it in a malicious way. I think like he really thought that was like a thing.
Does he have BBW in his handle or like his bio or anything?
No, but he's like also a fat man. Mm-hmm. I don't think like I do think he was older too. I mm-hmm. think it was just preference, and like that is a term that
yeah,
it's not a term I love, but you know, like I know it's one that's used.
No, I now search my followers, and I now like weekly and delete anybody that anything BBW. Yeah,
no, he didn't have it. Everything else was like, it's not like he was weird or mean, you know, like, I don't mm-hmm. know. That was fine. It was the other guy. Why are you asking me my weight?
No, sir.
Yeah, that's weird. And then like not realizing that's not appropriate is even weirder.
Like giving his weight and like automatically assuming that he weighed less than you and like, you know.
Yeah.
So many different things.
Well, he told me his weight and
yeah,
it was pretty
it's significantly different.
Yeah.
He's a whopping 125. What?
No. But I will say the one thing I have noticed on the internet since being on the internet is like men really don't understand weights.
They do not understand weight. They don't.
Where do they get these numbers from?
I don't know. I'm 600 pounds.
Yeah. So I'm 400 to 500.
Yeah. I'm like.
Usually what? That's the range. And then like they'll be like, oh, I want a girl who's 100 pounds. I'm like, what girl is 100?
Actually, dude, most of the girls you like think are the sexiest girls on the planet are like 150, 160 plus.
Yeah.
Go even 200. Upper, 200. Yeah.
Yeah. If they got curves, definitely. They got hips. You got some.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know where they're coming up with these numbers.
I don't either. Because like, I'm like, are you guys getting on the scale? Have you ever gotten on the scale and weighed yourself?
And do men just like weigh a lot less or something? Like, is that? Like, is that why?
I mean, they don't have boobs and they don't have Nash usually. So, or like hips. So like their body composition's different.
Right. So maybe they like
because if a man's fat, it's usually or has any weight, it's always in his belly.
Yeah.
like, I mean, yeah, they can, like, their boobs can get bigger, but like, it's, so I'm wondering, like, but like, and I know muscle weighs more than fat, right? Is that the thing?
Does it?
So yeah, so like
us acting like we're clinical <Yeah. laughs> clinical dietitians or something. I don't really care. Their numbers just seem to be way off. They on just women.
Yeah, yeah, they don't make sense.
They don't make sense at all.
Or, and like what they view somebody. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, I know like most of that is just them trying to like rile us up.
Yeah.
But I do think that they think majority of women are like, who are fat are like over 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like, no.
And even if we were, I just think it's, that's fine, but it just,
and it is fine, obviously. It's
just all the confusingness, like, of what they, like.
Well, and depending on, so much is dependent on your height.
No idea our heights.
That too.
No idea our heights. I mean, everybody thinks you're so fucking tall.
I know.
It's so weird. You look so short. You look short.
I know.
I'm
a little meatball.
Or they get weird and they are like, are you really tall? How tall are you? You look really tall in that video. Are you as tall as I think you are? Gross. Sir, you have a girl in your profile picture. Why do you want to know how tall I am?
That's the thing. That's the other thing.
I wish I was more of a girl's girl to find every single one of the girls that are in profile pictures and message them to let them know how creepy their boyfriends are. I just don't have the time or energy.
No one has the time for that.
The backlash of that, she would probably get mad at me.
Yeah, I think like a lot of people want to live in denial, but just like, I don't know what matters to them and what doesn't. But it's like, for me, like, I don't want you talking badly about any woman in a comment section.
Mm-mm. Talking badly or like flirting with them or getting creepy with them. And
yeah,
like, if you're my person, you're not commenting on anybody's photos or videos. That's not true. We have a friend whose husband is so freaking supportive. Like, be supportive. Don't be weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's okay as long as you establish what your boundaries are with the person. And so maybe some of these women do know that this is like a hobby to be a troll. Mm. And they know. I doubt it. But, you know, even if you're someone who doesn't, if you're a woman who doesn't like fat people, I'm pretty sure you still wouldn't like it.
No. Because you're like, well, if you're saying that about them, what are you thinking about me?
No, I mean, too. Like, they, oh, right. Well, we could, just in general. Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah,
because I like commented once to one guy and I was like, you like, what would your girlfriend say? And he was like, she'd agree with me that you're disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I actually don't think that that's true, because I think, but okay, maybe that's your thing. You sit at home and you just like look at people's profiles and you're like, oh, look at this girl, she's horrible. Mm-hmm. But like, wow.
Yeah,
what a life you lead.
What a fun hobby.
So hateful. So fun.
I should put that in my dating profile.
What?
Have you ever left a negative comment on a woman's social media or something? Just kidding. I won't do that. Because I've already, when I opened my Hinge, people were asking if I went viral. So I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need to give myself any more way to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of, to end on a lighter note of virality. No, sure. That's virility is different than virality. Okay. Anyway, I was in New York this past weekend and I took my Tums bag. Remember how Tums sent me a bag?
Yes. After very we had, jealous.
Yeah. My reel about being a millennial at Lollapalooza and needing Tums went viral, and so mm-hmm. they sent me a Tums purse. It is a one of a kind, only 105 made, so not or something one of a silly kind. One of a kind,
one of a hundred. Still very cool, but not one of a kind.
One of a kind. And it was, okay, so we went to this play and I was like, well, if I could bring this bag anywhere, it's to like this camp performance of like Mary Todd Lincoln in drag, you know, like this mm-hmm. is like where you bring this purse. And of course, I'm getting compliments left and right. And of course,
of course.
This is one of a kind bag.
There's not one like it out there.
Not one like it out there. And two rows behind me, there's this row of like women. And one was like, excuse me, where did you get your bag from? And I was like, oh, actually, Tom sent it to me. And she was like, okay, I sent it to you. Isn't that wild? She's like, we work for Tums. And it was like the whole team was there.
Oh, my God.
It was like four of them. And she was like, we thought we recognized you. And I was like, yeah, it went viral. And she's like, yeah, at Lala. We tried to find you at Lala to like give you Tums at Lala.
Well, they didn't try hard enough.
And she's like, we couldn't find you. So we just sent you that package instead. And it was filled with Tums when we got it too. So it was like cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was
that's really so cool.
Yeah, such a small world too, right?
Like, yeah.
But yeah, that's a case of viral being fun. Yeah.
I had a girl stop me on the street this morning and like on Michigan Ave, and I was like, she goes, "You're famous." I was like, "No, I'm not, but nice to meet you." Like definitely a tourist. She was with her boyfriend and he was like, "What's happening?"
Yeah, it
was... and then she was like, "She's on TikTok." I was like, "Oh, cute."
Aww.
Yeah, those moments are fun.
Yeah absolutely.
Did they hook you up with some more Tums? Were they just like, did they have Tums all in their pockets and were like, here you
no,
go
no no they just go. Took a picture and they're like, well, we're gonna show them.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I just thought it was
no that's amazing
crazy. Also, people in New York really like the Tums bag, but it is very hard to open.
Yeah, not convenient.
No, and it's not good for going out.
I and like not a good out bag at all.
At least, but it's what it needs to be is a going out purse.
Yeah, but like the clasp and like, you know.
It just, I already dropped things a lot, but I dropped it twice and everything fell out of it.
Yeah.
And I'd have to be like, well, now I got to run around and find my cards.
Mm-hmm.
It made me sad. My camp bag.
But it got its moment.
Yeah, I had to use it the next day too because I was like, it needs a moment twice.
Oh, okay.
So that, because I don't know if I'll use it again.
It had its New York minute.
I'm not sure it would be celebrated as much here.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Like, it needed to be in New York.
Yeah. Here, people would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think it would have to be a certain subsect of humans
mm-hmm.
who would get it.
Yeah.
The camp of it all. Anyway, RIP, Tom's bag.
You could frame it.
So thick.
I don't know. I'm just
heavy.
Heavy. It'll just live in your closet as a great memory.
I guess. If someone wants to be a Tom for Halloween and needs a bag.
Wait, that would be so. You should be a Tom.
I don't go out for Halloween anymore.
No, that would be cute though.
Halloween this year was for sitting at home and eating Domino's.
Yes.
mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
As we know, I don't dress up, so I don't like costumes. Well, if you're in Chicago,
it's my kind of town.
We are having our annual holiday party.
Woo, woo!
We are doing our annual holiday party, and it's going to be different than any party we've ever thrown.
This is true.
Any event. Meetup we've ever thrown. It's a very much us party. Right?
Yeah, we're gonna have fondue stations.
Mm-hmm. All different punches. We mm-hmm. love a punch. Like think like 70s Christmas party. Like that's what we're doing. We're gonna have crafts, we're gonna have nail art, we're gonna have beautiful cakes and things, and it's gonna be a good time. So if you're in Chicago, you should come. Tickets are limited. Hopefully when you hear this, tickets will still be on sale. If they're not, oops, I'll cut this part out. I don't know.
Yeah, we have limited room since it's going to be a different location this year. Mm. So,
yeah, But you can get the tickets in our bios on Instagram.
Link in bio.
We're, if you're in Chicago, we hope you come.
And or the surrounding tri-state area.
If you want a good time, come in for funsies and meet other fun fat girls. I was going to make a whole alliteration. And I don't think I need to.
Fun, fat, flirty.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Fabulous 30 and thriving.
Yeah.
You know, from.
Yeah, I do.
30 going on 30.
30 going on
13,
30. 13 going on 30. Yeah.
30. Anyway. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Come.
Yeah.
We're just babbling now.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.